Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Proverbs 14 and verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now this proverb is the basis of our thoughts as we study which way the nation. Now we love and appreciate the blessings of being an American, living in a land of freedom, freedom that many have provided and protected and defended at great cost for nearly two centuries. There have been many periods of our history that have been regrettable, such as the institution of slavery that was regrettable, the abuses of our factories of people of all ages, forced war for Southern independence, the various scandals, the international wars, and the other tragedies of our nation. We see poverty in various pockets and all manner of social problems among the populace. Yet all the world looks to this nation as the one to be desired. Our national heritage has reflected our moral standards and religious values that have their roots in the Bible. The biblical standards are often incorporated even into our laws. We do not have to build walls to keep people out or in our country. We have to build walls to keep them out because they're willing to come in illegally. And while our land has not always been good in every respect, there can be no doubt it's been the best in the history of humankind. America has abundantly been blessed materially with freedom, opportunity, the benefiting from the advancement in medicine and technology, food production, and on. Generally speaking, the nation has been compassionate toward those who are not so fortunate. America continues to provide assistance to those underprivileged nations more than any nation in the world. And it's somewhat amazing and rather surprising in view of the fact that America helps so many people that many who receive our gifts are people who seemingly have hatred for this nation. But where is America now? Which way is America going? Now, that's what we want to consider and study. Now, the reason for our greatness, friend, has been our moral and spiritual values. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Now, we cannot claim to be a Christian nation, not in the biblical sense of the word Christian, but true New Testament faith has had the opportunity to flourish in this land of religious freedom, under the protection rather than the suppression of civil government, at least until the present. Spiritual strength and respect for the divine has been our mark. Now, most nations and empires rot from within before they succumb to the pressures from without. What happens to America matters to me, and I hope it does to you, because it is my earthly home. It's the home of my foreparents. It will be the home of most of my descendants. After the fall of the Roman Empire, there was an era that historians call the Dark Ages. It was the year upon year failure to have things in a fair way. It wasn't until the enlightenment of the Renaissance break through the darkness of the Dark Ages. Now, I don't want my descendants to have to pass through two or three centuries of atheistic, monistic, communistic, humanistic, materialistic barbarianism and depravity before the sun rises again. Do you? Now, it is significant how God made promises and warnings to the kings of Israel, to Saul, and to David, and to Solomon, even such as Jeroboam of northern Israel. And in essence, what did God say to these kings? He told them if they would serve him, they would be blessed. If they defied him, they would suffer their fall. Friend, that principle operated down through the history of Israel, and it's operated down through the history of nations. And today, America is great. because America has been good. When America ceases to be good, America would cease to be great. Now, I want us to consider ancient Israel for a moment. These principles work just as God gave them under the period of the judges, the kings, whatever period of Israelite history you want to consider, when the nation was not righteous, even though it was religious, they suffered. And many in America are religious, but they're quite obviously they're not righteous. And in Israel, when they forsook God and they served something else, it led to their captivity. It led to their destruction as a nation. Now, do we have reason to think that these principles somehow are going to be rendered null and void for our own land? Do we think that they will not apply to us? There was a man named Edward Gibbon, and he cited several factors in a writing of his, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, and he cited as the reasons that empire fell. One was, and notice the similarity between the Roman Empire and the faults that we see so prominent in our own country, the rapid rise in the divorce rate. America has the highest divorce rate of any civilized nation in the world. A higher and higher taxation. And there be political parties who are determined to continually raise taxes among the people. Thirdly, the craze for pleasure and sports and violence. We see so much violence. We see such a craving for sport activities and athletes making millions of dollars because of their accomplishments. And number four, the huge military preparations, not for defense, but for conquest. Now here America is different. America builds their preparations for defense. At least there are some who wish to build our military operations. There are some who have a history of wanting to tear them down. But we see also in Rome and also in America a decay of religious influence. Friend, this is the case of our country today. This is the drift. This is the trend. I read the other day a headline that says 1 in 5 religious churches will close down this very year. Should that cause us concern? It causes me concern, and it ought to cause you concern. Because churches uphold the moral backbone of this country. America reels under the vicious impact of sexual revolution, which is a disregard of God's moral standards. Such has produced an assault on society, on the home, on marriage, on the family, on the health of our people, and certainly on the youth. It's not seen the destructive equal in our history. There is a disregard among so many of the marital vows, of the standards of morality and chastity, of moral responsibility, and diseases that are due to immorality. They run rampant in our land. We hear from the so-called experts all kind of proposed solutions to the problem of this sexual degeneration. But friend, we have everything but the answer to the problem. They do everything but want to teach people how to be and to live a moral life. And they're unwanted children, many of whom are murdered every year by abortion. There's the rising tide of child abuse. The nation labors under increasing tax burdens to support the illegitimate, the diseased, the depraved. People have suffered shame and loss of self-respect. Over 50% of the people of one race are being born today to unwed parents. and the illegitimacy among others has doubled in the past few years. Yes, the physical, mental, and emotional damage is creating an unstable and maniacal society. There are crazies that are crawling out of the woodwork and terrorizing society. Crime continues to increase and criminals coddled. Pornography is the biggest industry. Drugs and alcohol flow like water down the Mississippi. One cannot fathom the depth and the seriousness of the self-imposed and destructive elements in segments of our land. Yes, America reels under the impact of what we call progressive education. Illiteracy is not being overcome. Even those who go to school sometimes emerge unable to cope with the bare necessities of life. Educators have a grave problem, and they see that problem because they've adopted this foolery of progressive education. Industries in America suffered, not because of foreign competition as much as it is because there are jobs that cannot be filled due to the lack of qualification. And some who leave high school, they can't even fill out a job application. And the so-called experts meddle with attitudes and personal adjustments, and students don't even know how to earn a living. Yes, the dominant influence of our educational system is humanistic, from John Dewey. Secular humanism, friend, is being promoted even by our country, by the state, through these educational institutions. Humanists, you see, desire to make our society totally secular, removing all the traces of faith in God. And there be political parties who refuse to include In God We Trust. With the program called Values Clarification, humanists, they try to undermine and destroy biblical values. And our media is one of the worst enemies of freedom and morality in America today. They promote the lies of humanism and evolution. They're contributing to the depravity of our people. We are told that atheism is the fastest growing religion in America. Just why these smart people and experts cannot see what their fruit is producing for America is difficult to understand. Yes, we get the indication that the mentality of our nation when we see the quality of the entertainment world. The real talent is minimized in favor of these gyrating, savage stupidity. You take somebody that'll weld metal bedpost together with some wagon wheels. Some call it art. They call it a sepulcher. It is something, it's not art, it's junk. And there's such a worship, what they call self-expression. Splash paint across a canvas, slide across it with your feet, and some fool will put it up in a gallery. The artists are not artists. They're depraved, they're vulgar, they're loud, they're dope-headed, they're bellowing degenerates. They're trash. People thrill over the shootings and the fast cars, the adultery and getting drunk, the violence, the blood, the profanity. It's sewage from the minds of the degenerates that produce it. Friend, we're going to talk some more about the conditions that exist in our country, the trend that it is going. It is a disturbing trend, and you need to be aware of it. And you need to do what you can to put a stop to it. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.